These Pinckney Middle School students are participating in a familiar school day ritual, lunch in the school cafeteria.
Pizza is a regular type A meal. It's $2.30.
But the people serving lunch to the students aren't school employees. They work for a private food service contractor as the school district tries to reduce its costs. Many districts in Michigan are doing the same thing. They're also cutting corners in dozens of other ways.
For athletics, pay to participate.
You know, making sure people turn off the lights when they leave a room.
Reduced library time.
Trims or cuts every year.
Administrators say Proposal A is a big part of why their budgets are so strained. Approved in 1994, it overhauled the way Michigan paid for public education. The state became responsible for raising revenues rather than local school districts. Proposal A shifted the source of the revenues from mostly property taxes to the state sales tax. It also reduced the huge gap in per-pupil spending between the poorest districts in the state and the richest. Bill Rustem is president of Public Sector Consultants.
Everybody was very happy at the time because it made things more equitable in school districts. We were closer to having the same amount spent on every pupil for operations in the state. Didn't matter where you lived. And it did reduce the amount of property taxes that people were paying for schools.
But Proposal A also eliminated school districts' authority to go to local voters for extra operating money when things got tight. By 2003, Proposal A was clearly on a collision course with the state's slowing economy. State sales tax revenues were going down. Tom White is president of Michigan School Business Officials. He says school administrators were dismayed, some even shocked, by what happened next.
They took money away from schools in the middle of the school year to the tune of $76 per pupil.
After that, schools received yearly increases in funding of about 1% or less. Meanwhile, the list for many districts continues to grow.
We've closed buildings.
We've also closed buildings.
We've closed 3 elementary facilities. We're closing 3 more next year.
It's not just buildings. As revenues go down, costs are going up for health care, pensions, payroll, books, supplies, heating, and gasoline. Bill Rustem of Public Sector Consultants says it's only going to get worse. He says the big worry is double-digit increases in health care costs for both retired and working teachers.
If you look down the road, those are issues that are going to continue to plague schools and the provision of education. It's the long-term costs of both retirement and health.
All but a handful of districts have been making annual budget cuts, but not all are in serious trouble. A majority are doing reasonably well. Some have even managed to keep cuts out of the classroom. But more and more districts have only to look at their worse-off neighbors to see what could be in store. 22 school districts are currently running a deficit. Tom White of Michigan School Business Officials says 81 more have less than 5% of operating funds set aside for a rainy day.
Most of them I would consider at financial risk, and they're edging towards the edge of that cliff.
To add insult to injury, many of the state's largest school districts face aggressive competition for their students from charter schools and neighboring districts. Each student leaving the district means a loss of thousands of dollars.
We've eliminated 13 teaching staff.
Higher class sizes.
Cut back on principals.
We've even eliminated buying textbooks for a couple of years.
There's nothing left to cut.
As the problem of school financing worsens, a list of solutions is also springing up. We'll look at many of them during this series. But Bill Rustem of Public Sector Consultants thinks reforms and cost-cutting will only go so far. He says the recent increase in the income tax and new taxes on services won't be enough in the long run. He believes taxes will have to be looked at again.
The longer you put it off, the bigger the problem gets.
School administrators agree.
You can't continue this forever.
Because you can only cut back on so much.
And we don't see it getting any better.
We're at a financial tipping point here.
As the drumbeat of relentless school budget cuts continues, school officials say more sacrifices are ahead, affecting everyone from teachers to taxpayers. They say schools need more help to make sure children in the classroom aren't the ones making the biggest sacrifices. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.